Okay, that was a long 5 minutes.
Yep.
And we're going to go ahead and move into agenda item number 9.
Ready?
Mr. Briggs?
All right, agenda number 9 is a status report having to do with implementation of Monterey Regional's stormwater management program. David Innes did have a stirring 15-minute presentation. He's going to try to do that in about 2 minutes by kind of cutting to the conclusions. And then we have a couple of cards from the Monterey Regional folks. David Innes of our staff.
Good evening, Chairman Young and members of the board. Thanks for this.
Hit the mic.
I did. It says green light.
Move it a little closer then.
How's that?
That's better.
Sorry. Good evening. My name is David Innes. I'm an environmental scientist here in the Stormwater Unit, and tonight I'm going to talk about Monterey Regional Stormwater Management Program. This is their first year of implementation. And basically, Matt's map, so this has 8 participating entities. You may remember this was adopted in September 8, 2006. And it includes the areas of Marina, Sand City, Seaside, Delray Oaks, Monterey, Pacific Grove, and Carmel by the Sea. And then the county of Monterey also has a lot of different areas throughout the urbanized county areas where they have their stormwater management program. Also in this area, they have discharges to areas of special biological significance. And then these different drainages, creeks and rivers, are impaired. They have their listing on the 303D listing, and some of these I use this to develop a watershed quality assessment, and these are the pollutants of concern that I identified based on the 303D listing as well as from their monitoring programs that they do as part of this stormwater management plant program. What we were hoping that they would do is more effectiveness assessments, and essentially these are some of the points that we wanted to them these assessments to achieve. And essentially, number one talks about providing feedback to determine if programs are achieving permit requirements. Two is establish baseline or reference conditions to protect and restore water quality and beneficial uses. Three, identify effectiveness assessment methods to determine if BMPs and measurable goals achieve the intended target and link those BMPs, the implementation of those BMPs to improve water quality and beneficial use conditions. Most of the existing or enrolled stormwater management programs, as well as those in the newly enrolling municipalities, are not using the sort of the new state-of-the-art effectiveness assessments, and we're encouraging that the Monterey Regional to start using these more. One example, right now, they just indicate when their ordinance was adopted, and we would like to see something more like track all commercial and industrial facilities, make sure they're in compliance with the city's ordinances, have BMPs in place, and conduct business in such a way that they do not degrade water quality. There's certainly a lot more beneficial effectiveness assessment measures that I could identify here, but due to time, I'll skip those. What I want to tell you is this program is in good shape. We found that these upper three minimum control measures are being conducted very well. They're exceeding expectations. We see these many of the public education and public involvement minimum control measures as BMPs and measurable goals associated with those are really exceeding their expectations. One of them is their Our Water, Our World program, where their education team is set up brochures. They have information stations. If you go to OSH or some nurseries in the area, you'll find this whole list of different alternative alternatives to pesticides that are more user-friendly. And the effectiveness assessment here allows them to effectively raise the awareness and also document public or behavioral changes of the people using these products. We have other ones associated with other minimum control measures also. We found some challenges to their program, mainly in these three minimum control measures: the illicit discharge detection and elimination program, the construction, and the post-construction. And all of those had common themes of what we thought needed more improvement, that some of the communities were late in adopting their stormwater ordinances. You may remember that they were supposed to adopt their ordinances within the first 3 months after adoption, except for the county, which is 6 months. Most of them are adopted now, except for Marina and the county, and the county will be sending theirs to their Board of Supervisors here in the next couple weeks. Again, as I was talking earlier, they had minimum effectiveness assessments, and also we had some concerns about the reporting of certain information. Overall, I felt the program is doing very well, and that's because I could take the pollutants of concern and I could match them up to what their BMPs and their measurable goals were doing. They didn't address that directly in the annual report. I thought that could be improved, but I did through a thorough search and seeing that they were addressing those, and I thought that was good.
Through their appendices to the report? Is that what
you're saying? Yeah, right. You have to look at the, this is the report, and then you have to take the swamp, and you got to marry everything up. It's pretty difficult, and I guess that would be another criticism I had, was that this isn't a document that somebody can just walk into the library and figure out what's going on. It took me quite a while to really come down to these conclusions, but I do feel that after you saw the length of the letter that I wrote in the package and the staff report, and then we did go to a lot of detail as you requested back in 06, and so I do feel that through these the program, as it ramps up, there's an iterative change process that we expect, and that's expected in the general permit as well, and I think they're working on that. They have a very good team. They're meeting regularly. They have Elizabeth Kraft here is the chairperson, and Tom from the city of Monterey. They have a great team there and very involved in their program, and they also have a program manager that couldn't be here today, and he's keeping them on track all the time and making sure that they're addressing those BMPs that are supposed to be done in the certain years. However, we did find some technical violations and deficiencies that we want them to improve, especially we had sort of emphasize this idea that the ordinance was the main thing that they needed to get done, and a lot of they took some time, and that may have been just program was they had a lot of input from the National Resources Defense Council, and they may have just had to sort of say we're going to do this and just to get it done with, but that isn't a realistic way of these cities and counties, they just can't, you just can't expect them to get them things done that fast. Even though they had a model ordinance, the county can't just take the model ordinance and just fit it in. They have quite an elaborate ordinance structure that they have to fit that into. So, but again, I'd like to say that we do have a good working relationship with them, and we think we're on a good path forward. And so I think, I could say a lot more, but because of the late hour, I'll cut it there. Oh, I did want to let you know that this was an informational item. I made a mistake of not including their comments to my August 4th letter in your package, and also another one came from the city of Monterey that I can get to you guys at a different time, maybe electronically. They're quite lengthy. We do have one complaint about pesticide use in the city of Monterey, and I think that's expanding into the county of Monterey now. I talked to me some more today, and we're going to be evaluating that as part of a compliance evaluation or an audit in the next few months to look at and see, you know, the validity of this complaint and if it merits any other, enforcement or something like that.
When did we receive their annual report?
Long time ago, yeah. November 16th. Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
9.5 months ago.
Yeah, I was supposed to deliver this to the Salinas meeting. I missed that deadline.
And so we'll be getting their 2008 report in November.
November 20th.
Yeah. November 20th. So.
Yeah. That's part of their objections right now is that you're giving this all to us too late.
Right.
And I thought that, well, at least you know now what we're, you know, commenting on, and at least you could use those to try to improve the next one. You know.
Well, so obviously some of these things can't be addressed during this current year that they're in.
Definitely.
So what about the reporting requirements? Did you have some issue with what was being reported?
Well, you can see how much paper they submitted here, and of course this will be the last time we get anything in paper. We have a paperless office policy now, but a lot of this isn't have much analysis in it. It's mainly just forms and things like that,
right.
And so that's what I'm trying to emphasize. In the packet, you can see I tried to show a rudimentary effectiveness assessment just by what I felt that they met and what they didn't meet and sort of rating them that way. But we do want to see more effectiveness assessments as time goes on. You know, they still have 3 more years. Also, their post-construction element is coming on in the third year, so they'll be able to hopefully adopt our expectations, you know, from our February 15th and July 10th letters.
Effective assessment is critical because if it's not effective, then something needs to change.
Yeah,
Mr. Chairman, I agree. And something David pointed out earlier is that we're encouraging the municipalities. We're actually requiring municipalities.
Yeah.
So the letter that we wrote in response to the annual report lays out requirements, some pretty lengthy requirements, to do a better job with effectiveness assessment and submit that information to us by certain dates. It's all laid out in the form of requirements by a certain date.
Any board questions?
Are we going to hear from someone else, or is this it? I mean, are there other?
Well,
are the cities here, or is anyone?
I have two cards.
County and city.
Tom Reeves.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I have Elizabeth. Is it Kraft?
Yes.
Okay. Does anyone else want to submit a card? And are you going to answer questions, or did you want to speak?
I'd like to speak.
Go ahead. Why don't you come up? Tom Reeves, City Engineer, City of Monterey.
Correct. My name is Tom Reeves. I'm City Engineer for Monterey. Thank you, Chair Young, and thank you all you board members. I appreciate your time, your volunteer time. As Mr. Annis said, that is our annual report. You can see it's a voluminous document. Let me start out by giving you a little bit of a context. We're in the throes of preparing this year's annual report. It's a Herculean effort. And then, unfortunately, to get a 33-page comment letter on last year's annual report at the same time that we're, you know, hoisting the main sheets over here, and now we've got to run down to the engine room, the timing was not very, very good. So we had to drop what we were doing to respond to this by the 29th, hoping, too, that our response letters would get in your packet, but apparently they didn't. So we did respond by the 29th. They were overnight mailed here. So that being said, my main reason for being here is to express Monterey's concerns about this. I will not read our full response to you. It was rather lengthy. But first I'd like to say that Monterey is entirely committed to protecting the environment. As we said in our letter, we are signatories of the Urban Environmental Accords, the UN Charter of Climate Change. We're leading in solid waste management and recycling. We're regional leaders in implementing green business standards. Adopted an ordinance requiring green building practices. We've also budgeted 2 full-time staff dedicated to the subject of water quality, and I anticipate those positions will be filled shortly. On the subject of our ordinance, the letter to us has some very serious inaccuracies in it. We had an ordinance before we had a permit. We were fully compliant before the permit was even issued. As a matter of fact, our revisions to our ordinance was to remove some, perhaps some redundancies in the enforcement section. If you look at our ordinance prior to the revisions, we had an enforcement section in there. Essentially, our changes to our ordinance were to remove those enforcement provisions because we already have enforcement provisions in our city code. Those were the changes that were made. So we had an ordinance in place. So we take it very seriously where we have a public document that says that we didn't comply on certain things, and in fact we did. As a matter of fact, we had the ordinance long before anybody else did. We have been enforcing our ordinance. We have been doing the business inspections. We documented the business inspections that we've been doing. And our effectiveness assessment is the fact that we have found violations in that. And as a matter of fact, this year you'll see we have cited a couple of offenders. In last year's annual report, we cited an offender. So we are following up on this. We're not just simply going through motions and generating paper. Unfortunately, our permit requires us to generate a lot of forms. There's a lot of stuff in there that says, you know, we have to fill out this certain form with all this information on it, and that's why it's that voluminous. So I would like to have our letter, if possible, included in the record, even though it's not here with you tonight.
Of course. Yeah. And this is a status item anyway. The board isn't taking any action, but certainly we'll receive the letter.
And is there some way we can write a letter acknowledging that we were in error regarding their ordinance?
Well,
We wrote a letter saying that they were out of compliance when in fact they were in compliance. I think it's only fair that we write another letter saying we're sorry that was wrong, if indeed it was wrong.
We'll definitely review the letter that the city is submitting, and then if we were in error, we'll correct that in writing.
The other thing I'd like to ask, and I know I'm beyond my time, but what would really help us is if, and I understand you guys are strapped for staff just like we all are, but I'd rather have a more collegial rapport with this so that when the annual report's turned in, as issues are noticed, that we can discuss those and work on improving upon things. We don't want this just to become a paperwork exercise of meeting some bureaucratic obligation. We want this to be something that improves water quality. And if we're doing something wrong, note it immediately, and then we'll make corrections.
But part of the reason and justification for creating this paper trail is that there's a record for the public to review. And so we are accountable to the public.
I understand.
You know, and so if things are taking place over the phone and in a more informal fashion, it kind of gets in under the radar. So I can appreciate your concern. I hate seeing a lot of, you know, time and effort having to be diverted from something that we've already asked you to do to now respond to a lengthy letter, you know, that comes at the 11th hour. I don't know if there's a better, you know, answer to how to deal with that.
It all has to do with our peak workload. This time of year is the worst time of year to hit us with a big workload because we are putting together the annual report.
Yeah. Right. And then you get all these suggestions or requests that you can't even really do much about in the current year.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them really have to wait until 2009 starts in. So, but that's the process we're given with this and the length of time we have with these permits and the kind of review process we go through. So it's imperfect, but unless someone comes up with something more efficient, I don't know what else we can do.
Well, Mr. Chair, I don't think he's suggesting that we not write a letter that documents the review, but I think you're suggesting that in the course of doing that, we could pick up the phone and say, here are the issues we're coming
right
up with,
Or if you could have written a letter, like, let's say, by January, February, we could have been working on it to maybe make some corrections in this permit year or had a little bit of a discussion as to what the issues really are.
Chairman Young,
that's certainly fine with me if staff can do that. I know that staff has got their plate full.
Well, I just want to tell you that the stormwater unit is fully committed to timely review of future annual reports.
Right.
We understand that getting feedback to the municipalities is essential to improving stormwater control over time. To be fair to David here, we've been down two staff, and he was triaging that area. But we do now have a staff dedicated to that particular area that will be able to pick up future annual reports, conduct audits, and to develop that rapport with the local agencies that we feel is so important. So we're working on that.
And I should hasten to add that David has come up all the way to Monterey to be at some of our meetings, and we really do appreciate that. We know that's a huge effort. It's a long drive.
I think if we have continuous dialogue, it surely makes the end result and end product much better.
Sure.
As we go along.
Sure.
Instead of just waiting till we get to a board action that they have to go back or we have to go back. And if you can have that dialogue during the whole process, I think it makes a lot smoother.
But don't forget, we've asked for this review to come to us, so we've created this, you know.
Well, but I think what it brings it to point, yeah. and if there is any discussion by either our staff or by the City of Monterey on this particular issue,
right.
then we can clarify it at this particular point in time instead of somebody just going down the line and thinking that they're doing the correct thing,
right.
and then we get to the,
right. the end
renewal of the permit, and then it's a lot of confusion.
Right.
If we can iron out all these wrinkles before we get to that point in time, then I think it's much better for everybody.
Sure.
Thank you very much. I do appreciate your time.
You're welcome. Thank
Chairman
you
Young,
comments.
Just one more little thing.
Yes.
We have a policy in-house now that we'll be giving them raw comments in about the first month, and so they'll be see something.
After your receipt of their
yeah,
annual report.
Yeah, it's a new okay. policy. So I do apologize for the delay, and hopefully... It did show something, and I'm sorry they had to spend so much time answering those questions, but I think it'll help out in the long run.
And does that mean that the board will get it sooner, too, as an item?
Yes. I mean, if you ask for it.
Well, I mean, we got this in November, right?
No, they did.
Who did?
Staff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we, meaning
yeah.
the
yeah.
Regional Water Quality Control Board.
yeah. 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 I mean,
okay, and so here it is September of the following year, and it's finally a board item. So I don't know.
Well,
I think we just asked for the update. So.
Yeah.
We don't need anything. I'm just asking if they're committed to responding to them earlier, does that mean we'll get it earlier as an item? Like maybe in July? Or
yeah.
I'm just curious, just morbid curiosity.
David said he was actually targeting the Salinas board meeting and wasn't able to do that, so that was actually our goal this year. Certainly with a faster review, we'll be able to
didn't mean
put
to offend you.
You know, if they can do it sooner, I think that they will do it sooner. You know, yeah. But think of all the permits that we haven't even issued yet.
I think another thing to consider is that we will be getting a lot more annual reports as we enroll Phase 2 municipalities.
Right.
I don't think the board is necessarily going to be interested or able to review all those annual reports. So
no.
My thinking was, since this was we're in the ramping up stage of phase two, that the board was more interested in these initial annual reports to make sure we're heading in the right direction.
Yeah, we are. And I would like this one to come back again to us next year unless the board feels that that's unnecessary at this point. I mean, my rationale would be we've got 38% compliance, I think, with post-construction stormwater management and 74% compliance with illicit discharge detection. So I'd like to see everything kind of come up to close to 100% so that staff feels they're really kind of on top of the curve, and then we could back off this, at least the board's review of annual reports.
Yeah, I agree with that. And just to let the staff know, I mean, some of my concerns here was that they did pretty good on public education, which is really the low-hanging fruit. It's one of the easiest things to do.
Yeah.
And I think you probably get the least bang for your buck on that. So the other thing, the public involvement, all you had up there was stormwater. What was it? Some sort of stormwater activity like first flush.
Yeah, the example I had was their monitoring.
Oh, that was the only example? That wasn't the only thing?
No.
Oh, okay, good, because...
There's 19.
I mean, those are the same 20 people that come out every year to do, you know, first flush. So.
They had 130 people.
Okay, good, good. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, so those are the easy things. Some of these others, and then the other thing, it seemed like a few of the jurisdictions were doing not as well as some of the others. So I'd like to sort of make sure that they don't continue in that, you know, along those lines. So I would like to see it in a year, you know, the next one anyway.
Okay. Of course.
A brief comment on the stormwater monitoring. Didn't the Monterey Bay National Marine Sanctuary develop that program, and aren't they the main entity organizing and coordinating it? So it's a fairly substantial effort.
Yes, I think it's a citizens group of the
sanctuary
or something like that.
Monitoring.
They have data, you know, for recent years, but the only published information is up through 2005, I think, right now. And so I think as part of their stormwater management program for this year, they're supposed to compare 2 years with the monitoring. So we should see some more information on that.
Yeah, so I'm really encouraged with their involvement that could be a substantial component, I think stronger component of public outreach as well. Thanks.
Yes.
Okay. Elizabeth Kraft, did you want to address the board?
Good evening. I'm Elizabeth Kraft, and I'm the chair of the Monterey Regional Stormwater Group. I want to, you know, thank you guys for having us back. It's a lot quieter this time than we were when we were here before, so that's appreciated too. And you know, thanks for the review. We always like to know, you know, what we're doing well as well as what we're not doing so well. But I do have a couple of suggestions. You know, in our annual report, way before we ever got around to doing our first one, you know, we were asking staff here about, you know, what do you want it to look like? You know, what should it do? And we really didn't get much feedback. So we used the State Board's template for the annual report. So that's why it looks the way it does, is the template we use came from the State Board. And it's not the most, like Dave says, readable. It's not the most user-friendly. But that's what we had. So we figured that was the safest way to go. So that's one of the reasons why it looks the way it does. The other thing is the effectiveness assessment that they've asked for is a pretty voluminous thing to do, and we are going to do our best to do that for this past year. We don't know yet how successful we'll be as far as you know, doing that. We didn't budget time to have that done and pay to get that done. So we're going to do our best to get you for this past year, but it will be a component of our next for year three on. So that's it.
Good. Well, we appreciate that effort. I mean, it makes sense, doesn't it? I'm sure you want to know what's effective as opposed to what's not effective because you're spending the money to do it.
Well, and the other thing is it would be nice for us to be able to look at our plan, and I think we internally know that there are some things that are more effective than others.
Right.
And then to be able to come back and say, you know, this isn't effective, it isn't working, can we not do it, can we do something else, you know, can we find a better way to spend our money? So we would like to have that ability.
Well, that's the dialogue I think we want to see.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I don't know, is there some way that we can work, that our staff can work with these folks on a format for the annual report? I mean, I'm sure having put it together, you probably have a lot of ideas of what might work and what might not. And maybe staff does after having read it.
Yeah, but I think, you know, like you said, you're going to start getting a lot more of them. And unless you get a handle on what you want them to look like, they're all going to look different.
No, that's what I'm saying.
I
want to get a handle on what it looks like, but I'm thinking that you might be, whoever put that together might be a good person for our staff to talk to get to say, you know, what worked for you.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
it's what doesn't work.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Right. Yeah, I mean, we'd be happy to, you know, have that conversation. Mm-hmm.
Well, Gary and Monica, didn't we kind of have that discussion when we kind of reviewed months ago?
What did we say?
Well,
apparently,
you know, when we had our little subcommittee meetings, you know, I think.
Did we talk about the format?
Well, yeah, we did try to encourage staff to look at how this could be made more uniform and streamlined and helpful for their review.
Yeah. Okay.
To
well,
get to what we're interested in.
That's fine. We haven't had one come to us.
Right.
And if we're hearing that this is big and cumbersome
right.
and not useful, and our own staff is telling us that it was difficult
right.
to review, I'm willing to go back and
right.
look at that again.
Yeah.
If you're stuck on this one, that's fine.
If it helps to address your concerns, Gary, we used the feedback from the subcommittee meetings we had with you guys to set expectations for future stormwater management programs so that they show that link better to pollutants of concern and that they clearly require effectiveness assessments.
That's fine. So I totally agree with that.
Okay.
I'm just talking about the format. If our staff is finding it cumbersome to review, I'm not talking about the substance.
Okay.
I'm sorry I brought it up. Jesus. Continue with the large, unwieldy, unreadable, unreviewable format.
We'll send you more paper.
Okay. Any other comments? By the board, by staff, any other member of the public wish to comment on this item before we cut it off? David?
Chairman Young, also the city of Carmel by the bay also had an active ordinance before enrollment in the program. Both of these cases, I've sort of inherited this program and I didn't quite understand that Monterey's and Carmel's had already been approved. It looked like they were talking about still adopting something, and that was my error. So,
okay.
So I will acknowledge that in a rescission letter or something like that.
Okay. All right. We are adjourned until tomorrow morning.